This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the video. If they had a been like me.
It certainly is. A huge welcome. Good evening, one and all. This is the show that goes like this with you now up until 8 o'clock. And I've got a packed show tonight. Like I said, if you're listening to the end of Ian Lee's Drive Time show, then I'm breaking away from my regular wacky holiday programming and finding themes to do with holidays that occur on the 4th of August. Instead, I'm going to count down the top 20 biggest selling songs from movie soundtracks in the UK. Not America, just the UK. But before I can get into any of that, I think there's a lovely visitor making her way into the studio. There she is. Hello.
Oh, hello, Miss... Hello, Mr. Simmons. How are you? Did I deafen you, did I?
Yeah, because this is our other studio. I didn't know how high to have that mic.
What?
Because I didn't know how high to have the mic. It was quite loud, really.
You've got the mic in front of your face. It's not very high, is it?
Not my own mic.
Oh, right.
Your mic.
Mine's in front of my face. It's not very high.
It's all fine now.
Otherwise, I'd be shouting up there, wouldn't I?
Yes. How are you, Woody? Have you had a good week?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. We've got a new mop for the studio.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
It's wonderful. I can clean the floors with gumption now.
Well, I'm pleased because you used Flash before that, didn't you?
No. Just water.
Oh, really?
Spit and polish. Mr. Simmons, spit and polish.
That's why they're always such a state. But, yeah, anyway.
Are you dissing my work, Mr. Simmons?
Oh, no.
Because I'll
never.
Go.
No,
and
please.
I won't make you a cup of tea.
I would never do that.
If I do make you a cup of tea, be careful. I might put something in it.
Yes, we don't want that.
Like my sponge. You don't want a sponge in your tea. It soaks all up.
What other cleaning equipment do you have then? You got a mop and you got a new mop. That's exciting. You
got
a sponge.
Bucket.
And a bucket.
I've got a bucket. Willie gave me a bucket.
Did
for my birthday.
That was nice.
He's imaginative, that man. He really is. I said, what's this when it's a bucket? I said, but I asked for an iron.
Yeah.
So I could hit him over the head with it when he upset me.
Yes, you can put a bucket over his head. If it's got water in it, it's quite funny, I suppose.
Oh, you don't want to do that. No. I like buckets.
Well, good for you,
don't
Winnie.
Want to break a bucket.
Now, Winnie, I'm going to play a song to get us started on my movie countdown.
Oh! I like films.
Do you like mid-80s films?
Mid-80s? What, they're that hot?
No, that's the year it came out and revolves around time travel.
Oh, no, I like 1950s romantic comedies.
Well,
with Doris Day and that hunky Rock Hudson.
Oh, yes.
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 He was her rock.
There was a few revelations about Rock Hudson, weren't there, in later years?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
No.
I won't. Burst your bubble then in that
Don't
case.
Burst me bubble now. How did you know I had a bubble?
Well, I thought you
It's
had a...
these leggings, they're so tight when you pass wind, you end up with a bubble down the back of your leg.
You had a mop and a sponge, I see. There must be a bubble somewhere.
It is, it's down my leggings. I don't want to squeeze it in case it smells.
Good luck dealing with that. Right, Winnie, I said mid-80s time travel movies. Have you seen Back to the Future?
I'll see it next week.
All right, well, while you do that...
Because it's Back to the Future. There's a joke there, Mr. Simmons. I can be funny as well.
While you do that, here's the 20th biggest selling song
in
the UK.
Is it Hugh Up Lewis?
It is Hugh Up Lewis,
The Power of Love.
It is, you
It's
knew.
A curious thing, Mr. Simmons.
Oh, yes, it certainly is. Let's have it right now.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and I'm really looking forward to tonight's show, counting down the 20 biggest selling songs in the UK from movie soundtracks. Not biggest selling entire soundtracks, but songs that you instantly associate with certain films. And what a brilliant start there. Huey Lewis and the News. Some of these were suggested to me on social media by people. If they made it into the list of the top 20, I'll give you a shout out. So that opener, 20th, from Eddie Bushell, and that sold 0.3 million copies in the UK, or 300,000 if you like. Now, as we're starting out, I've got at least 20 tracks to get through, and I want to still squeeze in things like Ben's Impossible Question and Legend of the Week. Maybe slightly less talking from me in between the songs, but yes, 1985, Back to the Future, Huey Lewis and the News. What a fantastic start to the show, and thanks to Eddie Bushell for suggesting it. Well done, everybody. Great to have you along on this fabulous Tuesday evening. Hope you're doing well. Keep it here, 98.0 or phoenixfm.com, or tell your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. A great evening in prospect, and lots of hilarity as well, much of which has been provided by you lovely legends out there responding to my social media requests. If you want to drop me a line at any point during the show, it's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, or at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Now then, what could be number 19th in the list? I'll tell you what, there are some surprising entries in this. When you think about it, songs from movies that have proved popular and sold a lot of copies, then obviously more recent ones have the ability of being downloaded. You know, you don't have to bother going to a shop and buying a disc or anything like that. Older ones haven't really sort of travelled so well, if you like, into modern times. But anyway, I think you'll be surprised. I was very, very shocked at what was number one on this list. Obviously, we're not talking about US sales, we're talking about UK sales. Anyway, number 19 is a great track from a not often watched film entitled Mermaids. It's Cher. It's the Shoop Shoop song.
Does he love me? I wanna know.
Phoenix FM.
And the Sheep Sheep song there with Cher then from the 1990 film Mermaids that starred Cher and Bob Hoskins and Winona Ryder and Christina Ricci. And that song sold 0.4 million or 400,000 copies in the UK to make it to number 19 on this list. Now, if you listen to my other countdown shows, you know I counted down the top selling songs of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties and tens, if they're called that. It was kind of easy to find that information, and you've just got to bother to look for it on the internet. I've done even more exhaustive research for this show tonight because there's no definitive list of the top 20 selling songs in the UK alone associated with movie soundtracks. I've had to do this research. I've had to spend a lot of time, admittedly, on Wikipedia, which can't be proven to be 100% accurate, although all the sources did seem reliable as far as I'm concerned. I'm just pointing out a bit of work's gone into tonight's show. That's why I'm excited about it. I'm psyched for the show. And I never say that, ever, because I'm not really cool enough to pull it off. But anyway, that was the Sheep Sheep song from 1990. So we've done the first couple. I'm going to keep rattling through them in the early part of the show, at least, just to make sure I can get to the end in time. What's number 18 on this list, then? Well, if you heard me chat to Ian Lee at the end of Drive Time, you heard me mention Top Gun, Tom Cruise, Kelly McGillis, Berlin. Go on, take my breath away.
Thank you.
FM.
Berlin there with the classic Take My Breath Away, number 18 on this countdown tonight, from Top Gun from 1986, selling 500,000 copies in the UK. Yes, Tom Cruise, Kenny McGillis, and who else was in Top Gun? Do we remember Val Kilmer as Iceman, Anthony Edwards, who made it big in ER in the subsequent years as Goose. Can't even talk about Goose too much, with risks of getting sad about it. Tim Robbins featured in Top Gun as a slightly minor role. Meg Ryan was in Top Gun as well. So, yeah, not quite as big in Top Gun as they eventually became, but always a bit interesting, I think, to find out a few extra facts about movies while we're here. It's meant to be educational, the show that goes like this. Not in terms of that's taught me a lesson. Let's not go there. Right, let's get quickly on to number 17 on the list, and then hopefully the timings are going quite well. I will tell you a bit earlier on tonight what you need to do to be Legend of the Week as well. If you've been across social media throughout this afternoon, possibly you already know. Has caused a bit of hilarity in the Simmons household, looking at your suggestions so far. If you're wondering what that's all about, stay tuned. Right, number 17... Everyone remembers Batman Forever. Oh, yes. 1995. And then this played at the end of the film. It wasn't at the beginning or throughout it. It was over the end credits. This from Seal.
Snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. You tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become enlarged, and the light that you shine can't be seen? I can't deny. Yeah.
Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the classic Kiss from a Rose by Seal, sold 600,000 copies in 1995 due to being used in Batman Forever. That was the third Batman film, ignoring all the early TV series with Adam West, etc. There were the Michael Keaton ones, and then Val Kilmer took on the role of Batman with Chris O'Donnell as Robin, Tommy Lee Jones being Harvey Dent in that one, Jim Carrey as the Riddler, and Nicole Kidman in that film as well. And Drew Barrymore in it as well, in a minor role. But yeah, it had a lot of people in, and it was where you started to go a bit silly, really, with Batman, because then you got the one with George Clooney after that, which can only be described as a disaster. Batman suit with nipples. Bit weird. Right, moving on. The 16th biggest selling song from a movie soundtrack in the UK is coming up now. Probably one of the all-time classics. Probably fans of this song or this film won't believe it's not higher in this list. I was surprised it only reached number 16. One of the most memorable films of my life from 1987, although probably appeals more to ladies than men. There's nothing wrong with that, and who knows, I'm not judging. Men may love it, women may hate it. I'm just guessing. Do you know what's coming? Are you feeling dirty? Would you like a dance? Here are Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. Eventually.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe.
So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, 'cause we seem to understand the urgency. Just remember.
never felt this way before.
Never felt
yes,
this
I swear,
way.
It's a truth, and I hope it.
Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes with a classic, I've Had the Time of My Life, from Dirty Dancing and 1987. And that track in the UK also sold around 600,000 copies, like Seal before it, but maybe a few thousand more. So, yeah, made it to number 16 on the list. Jennifer Grey, Patrick Swayze. Hard to believe Patrick Swayze is, unfortunately, no longer with us anymore. But, yeah, what a classic film, Dirty Dancing, one of the all-time greats. Amazing. Okay, we better move on to number 15 in the list, and a bit more up-to-date. We've had songs from the 80s. The most recent song we had, 1995 so far. Here's one that's only 8 years old. Can you guess what's coming? Number 15 on the list. Maybe you thought it might be more popular, what with downloads and all that kind of gubbins. I'm surprised it only made it to number 15. Anyway, here comes a Bond song. No, not Sam Smith, not Billie Eilish. That hasn't even been released yet, that Bond film. Don't be ridiculous. Biggest Bond song in the UK, seller? Can you think? It's not going back as far as your Tina Turners and anything like that, Shirley Bassey's. Oh no, 2012, Skyfall, Adele.
Face it all together at Skyfall.
Phoenix FM.
It's become a classic. In only 8 years, Adele and Skyfall selling 800,000 copies just in the UK, making it to number 15 on this list, obviously from the James Bond franchise, Skyfall, with Daniel Craig and Judi Dench and Javier Bardem and Ralph Fiennes and Albert Finney with a great role in that film as well. What a brilliant film it is, with a few twists and turns and shocks towards the end if you've not seen it. If you love your Bond, though, surely you have. Right, it's coming up to 20 to 7. Hope your Tuesday's going lovely so far. It's flying by for me on the show that goes like this tonight. I knew I'd enjoy this one. I do love films. I do love songs from films. Songs you instantly associate with films. We're counting down the 20 biggest sellers on film soundtracks in the UK. And we're coming to number 14 now. If you thought it hadn't been funky enough lately on this countdown, oh, it's about to get funky. And when you know there's a song coming from Moulin Rouge, you might be familiar with a lot of the songs on the soundtrack of that film and think, yeah, I remember Nicole Kidman, I remember Ewan McGregor, I remember there being a lot of sort of show tunes type things. Jim Broadbent's in it, isn't he? And a host of others, but you kind of forget about this one. I think this is another one that kind of played on the credits, or it wasn't instantly part of the film, but you associate it with it. It's Christina Aguilera, it's Little Kim, it's Maya, and it's Pink. It's Lady Marmalade.
Where's all my soul, sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Oh.
Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We independent women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a car. High heel shoes, getting love from the dudes. Four badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters. Better get that dough, sisters.
We drink wine with diamonds in the glass by the case. The meaning of expensive taste.
You wanna enche, yeah.
Come on.
Mocha chocolata.
What?
Rio Lady Mamu.
Hey!
Christina. Pink. Just a minute here.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Lady Marmalade, the version used on the soundtrack of Moulin Rouge, the Baz Luhrmann film from 2001. And that version of the song, in the UK alone, selling 0.96 million copies, or 960,000 for people who don't like their numbers to start with a naught. But yeah, doing pretty, pretty well, I'm sure you'll agree. And a bit weird, I always get annoys me when rappers just say the names of the people in the song. It's like, oh, come up with some lyrics. Oh, we've run out of lyrics. I know what we'll do for a couple of bars. We'll just mention who's singing it. That was the one thing that annoyed me from Little Kim in that effort. Everybody else, well done, ladies. Little Kim, come on, bit lazy. It's a bit like Craig David going, Craig David, don't do it. Right, I said I'd tell you what you need to do to be Legend of the Week. I've got a couple of shout-outs to do after the next track, so I'll tell you about Legend of the Week right now. And it's one that's caused me some hilarity already. So let me get to the specific place on Facebook where you have to post about it, just so I don't get it wrong. And I have put on my Facebook profile, for Legend of the Week tonight, pick a film title. Then you can only add or remove one letter to change it. So after 7 o'clock, I'll start reading them out. But if you're listening to this and you want to get interactive on the show that goes like this and you haven't done so already, go to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page or my Ben Simmons Facebook profile and you will see the request that says, for Legend of the Week, pick a film title. You can add or remove only one letter to change it. Comment below, go. So you've got to comment on that specific post to be eligible. But the one that causes me the most hilarity between now and before I go off the air, just before 8 o'clock, will be my Legend of the Week tonight. I'm even going to try and squeeze in Ben's impossible question about 7:15 as well. But get involved with this right now if you want to. It's caused a lot of interaction already. One of the highest numbers of people wanting to get involved that I've seen lately, and quite a few that can't be read out on the radio because it's natural to make suggestive, dare I say, even rude film titles by adding or removing a letter, but some people have been bloomin' hilarious as well. But I'm going to keep the countdown going as well. So we're now on to number 13 in the list. Another song that sold a strikingly similar amount of copies to Lady Marmalade, actually, although it couldn't really be more different of a song from a brilliant film that's kind of been ruined in memory with sequels, really. A lot of times that happens, doesn't it? But the original is absolutely brilliant. From 1997, starring Will Smith, it's The Men in, yes, The Men in Black.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't break, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on, walk in shadow, move in silence, guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list, we straight, don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. Now, from the deep Eyes of the darkest a night on the horizon. Bright light into sight tight. Camera zoom on the impending doom. But then like boom, black suits fill the room up. With the quickness, talk with the witnesses. Hypnotizer, normalizer. Vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please? Do what we say, that's the way we kick it. Yeah, you know I mean? Or see the noisy cricket get wicked on you. With your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless, and my bees freezing up all black.
Yes, there's more.
Men in black, and. Let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me. Come on, let me get that work. Now freeze. Tell you this in closing. I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit. Cause that's the men in, that's the men in. Sorry.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Men in Black by Will Smith from the film of the same name back in 1997. Brilliant film. Great prologue to that film as well. Great opening scene. So many brilliant scenes in that film with Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, Vincent D'Onofrio in a brilliant role, and the hilariously named Rip Torn, who I enjoy seeing in everything he's in. And yes, Men in Black was a wonderful film, and it was a great song as well. 0.96 million sales as well. Few thousand more than Lady Marmalade, or 960-odd thousand, if you like, for Will Smith and Men in Black, making it to number 13 on the list. Now, I said there were a couple of shout outs to do. I understand I've got some new listeners as well, which is always marvellous. So happy birthday for tomorrow to Francesca, who's going to be 8, who's in Ryde on the Isle of Wight. Very happy birthday to you. And a big hello to a new listener, Karen in Welling. Hope you're having a lovely day too. Thanks for listening. And also someone I've interviewed on this show, Brian Conley. It's Brian and his wife Anne Marie's 24th wedding anniversary today. So wishing you guys a very happy wedding anniversary too. If you're new to listening to the show, hope you're enjoying it so far. Please come back again every Tuesday between 6 and 8 o'clock. Let's build the show that goes like this into a global superpower. Just like song number 12 on my list, which you have to say is an iconic song. I'm a bit surprised it's only number 12, although when you know the film it's from, I guess over time you kind of understand. It was huge in 1990, maybe not quite so huge now. The first million seller on this list though makes it to number 12. It's Demi Moore, it's Patrick Swayze, it's A Potter's Wheel. Is he dead? Is he alive? Is he really there? Here are the Righteous Brothers.
Time.
time can do so much.
And that was an all-time classic, The Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody, used in the 1990 film Ghost. What a brilliant film, with Patrick Swayze, with Demi Moore and with Whoopi Goldberg being generally hilarious. And that track sold, how many? 1.1 million copies in the UK alone. So, yeah, absolutely brilliant. And, yeah, a great film. When I first saw it, you kind of think, is it going to be scary? The bits where you get the bad guys being taken to hell, supposedly, by the evil spirits, a bit scary. But then Patrick Swayze gets to go to heaven at the end. If you've not seen it, guess I've ruined it for you there. Unlucky. Come on. It's 30 years old. Everyone's seen it by now. Right now, here's one that, when you hear this track, it just makes you smile. You can't help but enjoy it. Now, I know it's probably not what you're thinking, actually, but it's one of the first films I ever remember seeing. It's a toss-up between this and Back to the Future as to whether I saw them first in the cinema. You know, everyone remembers their first film in the cinema. It could have been this, because I think this came out a year earlier than Back to the Future, so that would make sense. I remember being utterly terrified at the opening sequence in this film, but it was designed to be moderately scary. Watch it now and I think, what the heck was wrong with me? I was seven, though. Come on, give me a break. Yes, it's time for Ray Parker Jr.
Ghostbusters! afraid of no ghosts. If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
FM.
The brilliant Ray Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters, released in 1984, has sold 1.17 million copies in the UK. And what a classic film as well, with Bill Murray. And yeah, loved that film, even though it terrified me, the bit in the library at the start. Now, you've been sending in so many wonderful Legend of the Week suggestions with film titles with a letter either added or removed to make it hilarious. And I'm going to start trying to read some of them out in the second hour of the show. I'm going to have to be quick, otherwise I won't squeeze in the final 10 tracks in the countdown. But we've made it halfway in about the first hour, so I think we can do this. Stick with me, bear with me, hang in there, come on, it's on. Now, obviously I can't read out all of these suggestions. If you want to see the entire list, you have to go to my Ben Simmons Facebook profile. Some of them are a little bit risque, I think it's fair to say, particularly from Spencer Carter, fellow Phoenix presenter. Thanks for that. Jennifer Brisman with a brilliant one, though. Severn. Not Seven with Brad Pitt. Severn with an R in it. A psychological thriller set in Wales. I like that. There's an unreadoutable effort from Graham Long, and then an entirely readoutable one. Lady and the Trump. I'm sure that's Melania, the first lady, he's referring to. Or it could be a lady with a flatulence issue. And he's also gone in with Shaving Private Ryan. I think there's a questionable film with a similar title, isn't there? Anyway, and then Stuart James with some great work, removing the sea from the end of Titanic and then cleverly putting spaces in Tit and I. It's like a prequel to The King and I, maybe. Before he was a king, he was just a bit of an idiot. And then my dad has weighed in, removing the E from Evita and said Vita, the first half of a film about a food blender. I think he's talking about the popular food blenders, Vitamix. Other blenders are available. Right, let's move on to number 10 in the list from a film from 1995 entitled Dangerous Minds. What? You don't remember it? With Michelle Pfeiffer as a teacher in a dodgy area. You'll remember it when you hear the song from Coolio.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been screaming most of the night.
Situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the street, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Tell me why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me? Been spending most of our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most of our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
The money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking. What's going on in the kitchen? But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
FM.
Great stuff from Coolio there. Gangster's Paradise from Dangerous Minds with Michelle Pfeiffer in 1995. The film maybe not all that successful. The song sold 1.58 million copies in the UK alone. Hugely successful. And Now, to enable me to have time to read out your brilliant added or removed letters from film titles and try and work out Legend of the Week, I'm going to be quick. I'm also going to share with you Ben's impossible question, which has just been put on my social media as well. What is the only film I have watched three times in the cinema? That means I was so interested in it, concerned about it, worried about it, enjoyed it, that I had to watch it twice more just to go, did that really happen? What was going on there? What was going on there? Three times in the cinema. So I'm not going to tell you any more than that. It's Ben's impossible question. It's meant to be difficult. Have a guess. A couple of guesses have come in. Nobody's got it right yet. It's on my social media. Just comment below the post and have a guess. But thanks so much for all your film titles that have come in. A couple of brilliant ones from Siobhan Roxburgh. My Best Fiend's Wedding. Jurassic Pork. Could be dodgy. The Jungle Bonk sounds very dodgy. A brilliant one here. Prequel to Scarface from David Friend, who says Scab Face. That's what gave him the scar. He picked it too soon. And then some more from Siobhan Roxburgh. Stair Wars. Love that. S-T-A-R-E. Could have had I-R as well, which would have been entirely different. Irony Man. That would be a very different film. Should have used Alanis Morissette for the theme tune for that. And something nobody wants to dwell on. Mary Poopins. Thanks for that, Siobhan. A little bit inappropriate, but marvellous. Right, on to number 9. Quite a recent song, actually. To be this high on the list is marvellous. Film from 2018. Okay, a remake of a film that's been made a few times before. But this song hadn't been released before, by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. It's Shallow.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy, aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Shallow from A Star Is Born in 2018, sold 1.6 million copies in the UK alone and made it to number 9 on this list. So 8 left in 45 minutes, plus loads of your hilarious film titles, and still nobody's guessed right The Impossible Question, which is the only film I've ever seen 3 times in the cinema. Some good guesses are coming. Star Wars Force Awakens I have seen twice. The original Star Wars, good idea, but I was too young when they first came out, and I didn't watch the prequels more than once in the cinema. Anyway, what about your movie title suggestions? Brilliant. Alan Cohen says West Side Tory. Love that, love that. And he also says Seven Rides for Seven Brothers, which sounds like fun, but maybe he's talking about horses. Rachel Willett says Ben-Hur, the story of my impending gender reassignment. Like it. And she says a Boy Story, which is the story of the reversal of your gender reassignment. Then you can go on and on with Boy Story 2 and 3 and 4 and says I need a new surgeon. Barbara Ferry says Beverly Pills Cop. Yes, Eddie Murphy is an addict struggling whilst being a detective. Marvellous. Gulp Fiction as well. Barbara Ferry has weighed in with quite a few. Hostbusters, someone that really doesn't like visiting their relatives. And then Eddie Bushell, I think I can read this out on the radio because surely he's talking about chicken. Fantastic Breasts and Where to Find Them. Absolutely marvellous effort there. I have seen that before on a previous suggestion, but that's really, really good. Thelma and Louse, that's a good one. Yeah, there's one I can't read out there for Eddie Bushell, but hilarious. What else? Johnny Gosling says Bojo Rabbit. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. There's The Codfather. Eddie Bushell says Fat and Furious. I think we've all been there. Right, let's move swiftly on to number 8 on this list. Quite a way back. Is this the oldest song on the list? I think it might just be, you know. From 1978, do you know what's coming? Number 8, John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, Not Winter Days.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Bye.
told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she's doing now. Summer dreams ripped at seams, but those
Phoenix FM.
The brilliant Summer Nights from Greece in 1978. That was released, sold 1.64 million copies in the UK, just slightly more than Shallow, which has only been out 2 years. But still, well done, impressive. John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, etc. I'm going to keep going with your film titles. Some people are going again and again and again and just putting more and more, which is wonderful. And some people have only put a couple. So I'm trying to get through everybody and be fair to everyone. But they're... There are some that have really made me laugh. Where did we get up to? Bojo Rabbit, The Codfather, we had that. Fat and Furious, that was it, yes, we got that. Fellow Phoenix presenter Stuart Pink says, Beauty and the Yeast, about a girl who clearly needs to buy herself some Caniston. Jurassic Lark as well, also from Stuart Pink. And Captain America, The Worst Avenger. I like that, you're obviously spelling worst in a weird way. And then this is good, from Barbara Ferry, Italian Rob. Just some bloke called Rob who comes up and goes, hey, what do you want me to do? Stuart Pink back in with Womb Raider. That sounds far too dodgy for my liking. Spade Balls from Barbara Ferry. Not Space Balls, Spade Balls. Don't quite know how that works. Someone who juggles with spades and balls or something, but brilliant. Alex Caffet-Zogli with an excellent effort here. Star Trek II, The Wreath of Khan. Yes, Khan sadly passed away and all his comrades got together and bought him a nice circular arrangement of flowers. Brilliant one here from Barbara Ferry. The Greatest Snowman. You've got to love that. That is impressive. That's surely going to make it to the final for Legend of the Week. Alex Caffet-Zogli back in with Singing in the Brain. First time my tinnitus has been useful. I like that. That caused a big chuckle. Well done, Alex. Right, back to the list then. We're on to number 7. It's getting close to the nitty-gritty now. This one, bit more emosh. Back in 1992, this was a hit from The Bodyguard with Kevin Costner and, yes, Whitney.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
all you dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all this, I wish you love. And
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That classic from Whitney there, from The Bodyguard, 1992, selling 1.65 million copies in the UK. That was number 7 on the list, just 6 to go. And what about your film titles with a letter removed or added? Some excellent ones from Gillian Roberts, not Gypsy, but Tipsy. Could be the same woman, just with an alcohol problem. And then this is brilliant. Petty Woman. I love that. I really love that. Paul Milton weighs in with Snowboat, about drug taking on a ship. Stuart James weighs in with Django Fun Chained. Not quite sure how you fun chain someone, but maybe they listen to Fun Chained Melody while they're doing it. And then Eddie Bushell with a few brilliant ones. A Sitar Is Born, How to Strain Your Dragon, and Dead Poo. That's definitely not the same level of superhero, is it? Yes, and Pantman as well. You're liking your changing your superhero films, aren't you, Eddie? Great, great work. I'll keep them going. Still no one's guessed the only film I've seen 3 times in the cinema. Nothing Star Wars related, nothing Star Trek related, not Lord of the Rings, not Bohemian Rhapsody. Keep going, keep going. Here's a controversial song from 50 Shades of Grey, but it's made it to number 6 on the list. Well done, Ellie Goulding.
Waiting for fading in, fading out on the edge.
Phoenix FM.
Ellie Goulding and Love Me Like You Do sold 1.8 million copies from the original 50 Shades of Grey in 2015. Made it to number 6, so we're into the top 5. I'm running out of time to do your film suggestions with letters removed or added. There's some great ones though. Brogue One, A Star Wars Story About a Lost Shoe. Excellent work. And this, Footlouse. Love that. Maybe it's about athlete's foot, or is it someone stepping on a cockroach? They didn't mean to. And then Not Saw, the horrendous section of horror films, Slaw, where a reformed psychotic killer takes up catering. I love that. Brilliant work, brilliant work. Right, gotta go quickly into the top 5. Here's a surprise, didn't make it to number 1. 1997, Her Heart Will Go On. Go on, Celine.
Phoenix FM.
That was clearly Celine, clearly from Titanic, if you remember your films, back in 1997, selling 1.8 million copies in the UK, made it to number 5 on the list. There's a brilliant film title that has come in, this one about a surgeon who'd retired and has to come back for one last operation, Back to the Suture. I love that. Maria from the Isle of Wight, that is a brilliant effort. And thanks so much to everyone who sent in the suggestions. Still, nobody has guessed correctly the only film I was forced to see 3 times in the cinema. I say forced to see, that sounds like someone dragged me there. I had to go myself to kind of understand it better. If you want a clue, it's a bit sci-fi. That's all I'm going to say. It's a bit sci-fi. There's a great film. Look Who's Stalking. Well done, Julian Roberts and Eddie Bushell. 3 men sand a baby. That can't be good. No. Right, we're into the top 4. It's going to be a tense finish to the show that goes like this. I tell you, you're going to be shocked at what's number 1. It will not be what you think. Anyway, number 4, well, all these coming up now, classic songs. One of them, pretty recent. All the rest, not that recent. Number 4 is from 1991. One of the all-time biggest selling singles in the UK. Can you guess what's coming? Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Kevin Costner, Alan Rickman, Bryan Adams.
Into your heart, you will find there's nothing.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Breaking news, big news, someone has got right the only film I had to see three times in the cinema to get my head around it. A fantastic film. You can say slightly cheapened by its sequels, and they're making a fourth one right now. It's in post-production, I think. Yes, well done, Eddie Bushell. It was The Matrix. And that from Kool and the Gang, of course, the theme tune from The Matrix. No, of course, that would be ridiculously inappropriate. But yes, well done. Thanks to everybody for guessing. Some brilliant guesses in there. But Eddie was the first to get The Matrix, so well done to you, sir. Could he weigh in with Legend of the Week as well? Who knows which is the funniest film title with the letter added or removed? But if you thought you'd had enough of songs that were number one in the UK for an extraordinarily long amount of time, oh no. Number three on the list is from Four Weddings and a Funeral back in 1994. It's time to get wet, wet, wet.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was number three, Wet, Wet, Wet with Love Is All Around. Don't know if I said about Bryan Adams, he sold 1.85 million copies of Everything I Do in 1991. Wet, Wet, Wet sold 1.9 million of Love Is All Around from Four Weddings and a Funeral in 1994. And now the Ben's Impossible question has been answered, I can go back to a couple of more suggestions. Well, there's one more of the film titles with a letter added or removed. Liam Parkinson with a great effort. A nine-film saga equating to 18 hours of footage of nothing happening in an empty section of space where a star used to be. Star Wars. I like that. Now, I said you'd be surprised about the top one. You'd probably be surprised about the second one in this list. Biggest selling UK singles from film soundtracks, remember. Number two from 2013 and Despicable Me 2, a classic song. People don't always associate it with this film anymore because it's such a classic song. 1.9 million sales, a few thousand more than Wet, Wet, Wet. Here's Pharrell. He's not sad.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, and it's the very nitty-gritty now. I've got to sum up the show and then play the number one selling movie soundtrack song in the UK so far. And I said you'd be very surprised at what it is. I was shocked when I saw. You may be surprised at Pharrell and Happy. But I've got to say huge thanks to everyone who's got involved in the show today. It's been brilliant of you. There's been so much interactivity on social media. I think talking about movies and getting people to be hilarious has caused lots of people to get interested and get involved. So thanks very much for that. But what about Legend of the Week then? I know you're all desperate to know. Well, I have to say some of your film titles genuinely did make me laugh out loud. Some of the top ones: Lady and the Trump, Irony Man, Back to the Suture, Fantastic Breasts and Where to Find Them. It's not dodgy because it's chicken breasts, obviously. The Greatest Snowman, love that. Footlouse, enjoyed that. And Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. But it's really tough to pick a winner. I had to pick one. So I am saying this effort, possibly a sequel to Kramer versus Kramer about why the divorce proceedings started in the first place, from Julian Roberts, it's the classic Petty Woman. Well done, Julian. Great suggestion. Loads of the suggestions were brilliant from everybody, and thanks so much for doing that. But you are Legend of the Week for this episode 127. So well done to you. Hold your head high. Now, I'm going to leave you with the number one track that came out in 2002. And keep it here on Phoenix after the news at 8 o'clock. Rob Harvey in with Synth City. But I said you'd be surprised. 2002, selling 2.1 million copies. From 8 Mile, it's Eminem, it's Lose Yourself. See you next week. Bye for now.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up. He know he won't have it, he knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope, he knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose yourself in the music, the moment. You own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Your soul's escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These f***s is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther. From home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These people don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next mo who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. So the soul barber is told it unfolds. I suppose his old partner, but the beat goes on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Change what you call rage. Tear this and roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and moved off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life.
But these times are so hard, and it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see this order caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony has gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only option, failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not. This may be the only opportunity that I got. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.